and there is hand sanitizer everywhere. That starts Monday. You need to call the gym, go by there, or register KidFit July 6th through the 17th. And also, there's so many changes at the gym right now. They have a massive conference room. This is where I've worked out forever, but there's so much more that's never really been seen. They have a massive conference room that they're now going to make available for birthday parties, or rehearsal dinners, weddings, business meetings, reunions, baby showers. $45 an hour for members, $60 an hour for non-members. Food area, that's also involved. And you can also, through that conference room, overlook those gorgeous tennis courts with pros Britt Coleman and also Joe as well, Joe Rosa. It's Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness. They have, and in that conference room, if you want to have these business meetings or whatever, they have a huge whiteboard and the projector available as well. It's Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, more than just fitness and strength. It's all about much more, including KidFit, starting Monday, July the 6th. We're now joined by Jason King, Sikkim365.com. Jason, we just had Kyron Drones on the show. And you know, they've had some great quarterbacks, obviously, at Baylor, but they've been on a run, sneakily been on this run with Bohannon, Zeno, and it sounds like Kyron Drones did pretty well today.
I'm excited about him. I tell you what, everything I read and all the film I watch, it's just so comforting to know that not only do you have Brewer, but you've got Zeno and Bohannon and now Drones, like you said. And I mean, anytime Larry Ford goes down there and offers a guy that quick, you know, a guy that's that good of an offensive mind, I mean, you got to think he's just chomping at the bit to get him on campus a year from now and get going with him. So, you know, the future looks bright. I mean, I'm excited about this season if it indeed should play, and the future as well.
Jason, what have you thought about the recruiting so far? And you know, obviously there would be some momentum off of Matt Rhule, but do you think that because Dave Aranda was already kind of in this world, that they've gotten even much more of a boost, that he could grab some guys that they probably would have been still another year or two away from really talking to?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that he, you know, it helps so much that his name was out there so prominently, you know, during the bowl season and the national championship game. You know, everyone knew who Dave Aranda is, you know, already. I mean, a lot of times the school hires an assistant, he's kind of an unknown, hoping to prove himself. But I mean, the publicity surrounding Aranda was so big, and that's no doubt helping in recruiting. And I also think he hired a staff, you know, especially when you look at a Fedora or a Wick line or Juice Johnson, and not to mention the guys he retained who were already so well ingrained on the recruiting trail. I mean, they just hit the ground running, and they've done a great job. I mean, you know, you talk about the kids they pulled out of Louisiana, then you get into Byron Murphy a few days ago, who's a big-time guy, maybe the most important recruit they've got so far in the 2021 class, plus the kid from Lancaster they got late. Sounds like a real stud, so... You know, Matt Rhule and his staff did a great job of recruiting, but I mean, the staff has picked up where they left off and maybe surpassing it. I mean, this 2021 class could be one of the more highly ranked classes we've seen at Baylor in a long, long time, and of course, they're not done yet.
All right, I saw this article. The Kansas Athletic Department, the NCAA infractions case, will be heard by that independent panel. It's the newly formed resolution process panel. That's not a surprise. I think everyone expected that. What actually does that mean from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think that's probably what Kansas would prefer. I do think Kansas and some of the other schools right now that are involved in this kind of feel like the NCAA might have an inform a little bit with some of the you know, level one infractions they've come down on Kansas with. You know, they may feel like there's an agenda. Now you've got, you know, people, neutral parties, you know, outside of the NCAA coming in to judge them. These are also, you know, former lawyers who are going to look at this case more just from a, I guess you could almost call it an X's and O's perspective. You know what I mean? In other words, you know, you could look at some of these accusations and say, it sure looks like Kansas did something wrong here. But I think these people are going to be more operating more with a, can we prove it? I mean, you know, they were in federal court and didn't get, you know, accused or found guilty of anything. And so how are we going to do it? I think that's what Kansas is hoping. And another difference, though, too, and this may not be as good for Kansas, is once they issue their ruling after hearing the case, Kansas can't appeal. I mean, so whatever they say is final. So that'll be really interesting as well. But I do think that Kansas felt like at the NCAA Committee on Infractions were here this case, that they would have absolutely no chance of getting off light. And I still am not sure that they do have much of one. I think we're going to see some pretty harsh penalties here, but it's going to be interesting because, you know, now Bill Self is talking about, you know, launching a big lawsuit against the NCAA for things they've said about him in this situation. So there's going to be a lot of headlines surrounding this situation here over the next year. I don't think it's a deal we'll see a resolution to it all before the basketball season starts, or maybe even by the end of the basketball season. But when it does come down, I think it's going to be pretty tough.
Jason, on our pop quiz this week, you said the position battle you are most intrigued by is middle linebacker Matt Jones, and of course the possibility of Dylan Doyle should he get that waiver. What do you think about the middle linebacker position that draws so much intrigue to you?
Well, I'm just excited about it because, you know, I mean, I think so much of the outside world of the people that aren't following it close to just looking at Baylor's defense, and they're looking at all the starters they lost, and they think it's going to be a significant step back. And while it may be a bit of a step back, I mean, I just think overall the depth, and it may not be proven depth, but I do think they just have a lot of good players here at all these positions, and that's one where, you know, you've got an up-and-comer like Matt Jones, who everyone talked about, you know, last year for his performance on the scout team, you know, he was the player I think that was exciting everyone, or one of the players that was exciting everyone the most. And so you felt good about that position. But now you bring in a kid like Dylan Doyle, all of a sudden you've got two studs there, you know. So there's not going to be much of a drop off there at all, I wouldn't think. And, you know, whoever starts, whoever is the backup, but I don't even know if it really matters because I think both of them are going to see the field a lot. And now all of a sudden that linebacking core looks a lot better.
Yeah, it really does. Craig, anything else? The Tony Dungy. Craig saw where Brian Nance said thanks to Coach Dungy for dropping by, and he then responded to Brian Nance. This is obviously, there are guest speakers at every school. I would think right now that Tony Dungy might be one. Herm Edwards, Lovey Smith, a lot of people, but what a great opportunity for Baylor football to hear from someone like him.
Absolutely. I mean, in today's times, I mean, a voice like that, to come in and talk to your staff. Wow. I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, it just speaks highly to me of the coaches on Baylor's staff that Tony Dungy has, obviously has relationships with someone that he would, you know, give of his time to come in and talk to these people. And like you said, I know earlier they had Wade Phillips. I mean, this staff is just well connected and obviously well respected. And that just makes you feel good about the future for so many different reasons. And I'd love to know more, you know, details about what that call entailed and what all was said. And I'm sure eventually we'll talk to some of the people that were on it and hear more about it. But yeah, great, great opportunity for those guys.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it as always. Jason King
thanks.
With us, Sikkim365.com. Great basketball writer, but also very much entrenched in what's going on with Baylor athletics, Baylor football, and also much, much more. Coming up next,